live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Isaac Nett leads off the fifth for the Farming Flames. Nett 2-for-2 today. And the pitch from Matt Imdick is a ball. 1-0 to Nett. Imdick's pitch. Nett will chop it foul at the plate. And the count, 2 balls and a strike. The pitch by Matt Imdick. There's a strike called. So 2 strikes on Isaac Nett as he leads off the fifth. 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Farming. No runs, a hit, and 1 error for the Grovers. A ground ball to first. Colton Meyer up with it, and Colton runs it to the bag for the unassisted put out. 1 down. And to the plate, Ethan Navratil.
The winner of this game will play this evening at 8 o'clock against the winner of the St. Martin Spring Hill game.
Ethan Navratil, 1-for-1 today. Sacrifice fly that scored the Flames' first run. And he pops this one up in the infield. You can hear him groan at home plate. And Klapak at short makes the catch for the out.
3 teams from this region go to state, Randy.
That's correct. That is correct.
He played in Maple Lake.
And Delano. Here's Cody Ferre at the plate. Cody 0-for-1 today at a sacrifice bunt. His last at bat. And there's a strike called in 0-1.
Another site, I think, is Dassel this year.
They are the third. Yeah. You bet. And the pitch to Cody inside a ball, 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. Matt Imdick retired the Flames in the fourth, 1-2-3, and looking to do it here in the fifth as Cody drills it into left field, a base hit, and Cody's not going to let that happen, I guess. A 2-out single will bring Tyler Schrader to the plate.
Yeah, hung a curveball there over the middle of the plate, didn't he, Randy?
Yep.
Ferre was not fooled by it.
Tyler Schrader to the plate. Tyler 1-for-2. Tyler, left-handed hitter. The pitch to Schrader is high for a ball, 1-0. 1 ball, no strikes. On deck, Brad Morgan. And Schrader will foul that one to the net. And the count, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Matt Imdick looks down to Welly. The lead by Ferre. The throw to first. Ferre back diving in.
A lot of coaches.
Jeff Mergen coaching over at first base. Telling him to get back. Pitch to Schrader. Grounded to second. Tanner Klopak up with it. On to first. 4-3 in the putout. And that'll do it for the Flames in the fifth. No runs, a hit, no errors. 1 left on. 4.5. Farming 5. Meyer Grove nothing. Region 15C baseball action on KASM. We're back in a minute.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard Feed dealer. Hubbard Feeds are the perfect blend for your dairy rations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and also offer delivery right to your farm. Looking to buy or sell your grains? Talk with Tim for the best prices around. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard Feed dealer, wishes the best of luck to the El Rosa Saints and all the area teams at the Region 15C baseball tournament. If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look like showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo and Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Region 15C baseball action on KASM brought to you by the Greenwell Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork of Earl Spring Hill, Falcon National Bank here in Richmond, Sportsman's Den of Lake Henry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Kutzer Excavating in Albany, Virgil's Vig Arena, In Farming, Kramer Lumber, True Value of Melrose, Scooters Trucking in El Rosa, Leo's Auto Body and Glass in Farming. Also brought to you by Gilk Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, LLC of Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone Association, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, B&S Excavating, or by Belgrade, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in Dominic Sock Center and Long Prairie, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, and Painesville Mutual Insurance. They bring us baseball today. That's a list of some of our Region 15C sponsors. We'll hear from more of them here after this half inning. Tyler Musho settles into the batter's box in the first pitch from Brad Mergen. A strike to Musho and 0-1. It'll be Musho, Ryan Ohmscheid, Anthony Welly batting for the Grovers here in the fifth inning. Ground ball to Schrader at first. Tyler fields it. He'll run it to the bag and one out. One down, and Ryan Ohmscheid struck out in his first at bat against Brad Mergen. Don, what's Brad Mergen doing right today? These first four and a third.
I think he's trying to get his command of his curveball a little bit today going. I think it started that a little bit early already. He took a little bit off his fastball and threw strikes. And that's part of his game is the work ahead of the hitters. And I think Brad is really tough once he works ahead of hitters.
Pitch in the dirt to Ohmscheid. One ball, no strikes. Mergen's pitch on the way. That's inside and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes.
As we say that, he throws two balls straight. So to me, it's key to work ahead as a pitcher, work ahead in the count.
Brad has struck out six so far and hit one batter, has not issued a walk. Warm, sunny day here in Richmond. The 2-0 pitch, the breaking ball. Boy, he went to that breaking ball on 2-0 and has some confidence in it.
Got control of it today, though, it looks.
2-0 the count. Here's Ohmscheid, one hopper to second, net up with it, and over to first, 4-3 in the putout. Two down, and right fielder Anthony Welly will bat.
Right fielder number 23, Anthony Welly.
A lot of people here. Wow. And look, the bleacher section's all full. Coming out to watch some baseball today. Meyer Grove and Farming game. Well, he'll take a strike and 0-1. It's amazing the confidence I have when I got a glove in my hand, yet I'm much more ready to dig into this broadcast, Don.
Okay.
The pitch is inside a ball, 1-1.
Come on.
It's almost like I'm taunting him. Come on, hit it up here. There's a strike called and 1-2.
I got my feelings. There could be one coming now.
One ball, two strikes to count to Anthony Welly. Brad Mergen ready on the mound. And Welly bloops this one out behind third base. It's going to fall in for a base hit. So the Grovers get their second hit of the day. This one off the bat of Anthony Welly. Alex Welly had the other hit. And it'll bring number nine hitter Jordan Klopach to the plate. Jordan lined out to the first baseman in his only at-bat today. Schrader will hold Welly at first with two outs. Brad Mergen from the stretch delivers. Ball a little bit low. Okay. And 1-0. You know, Brad pitches from the stretch all the time now. Don doesn't use that windup a lot.
Yep.
He's just more comfortable, has more control. The 1-0.
And it seems to be the opposite.
For some
other
pitchers.
Yes. Do that.
Pitch is a little bit high, and now 2-0. On deck, Tanner Klopach, the leadoff hitter. Two outs, no strikes, and the throw to first. Back safely is Welly. Brad Mergen. Given up just the two hits so far. He'll glance over to first and comes home. And there's a strike at the knees to Jordan Klopach and the count 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Again, Mergen delivers and a foul at the plate by Jordan Klopach, and now the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Jacob Imdick going through some signs over at first, or at the third base coach box, excuse me, to Welly over at first. Mergen ready, the 2-2. Welly goes, swing and a miss. Klopach out on strikes, and that'll do it for the Grovers here in the fifth. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. We played five in Richmond. It's Farming Five and Meyer Grove nothing. We are back here in a minute.
Your dependable neighbor, coming to you from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Checkup. We are AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7 all the time. Farmers, you work long hours to harvest the food that people around the world rely on every day. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, was built with you in mind. And we're proud to provide your insurance protection today and tomorrow. That's why we're taking this moment to say a heartfelt thank you for all you do. Trust in farming. Trust in tomorrow. For all your farm insurance needs, see a local Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Region 15C Baseball brought to you by the Central Minnesota Insurance Agency in Painesville, Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich, Central Minnesota Realty, Grove Mutual Insurance of Meyer Grove, Lake Henry Implement, the Freeport State Bank, West Central Sanitation, Trappers Pub and Grub and Farming, Stony Creek Dairy, Promotional Resources Incorporated, Kensington Insurance Agency in El Rosa and Belgrade, Albany Family Dentistry, New Munich Meats, Dairyland Supply, and Ecker Feed Service. Brad Mergen will lead off the sixth for the Farming Flames. The left-hander has had a good day at the plate, and he fouls this off his foot. It rolls out to Matt Imdick. I think that might have gone right off that shin protector of his, too. He has that on his right shin.
I think that's what that hit, isn't it?
You bet.
Matt was kind of wondering, I don't know if that hit anything. I think he thought it hit off the plate. So
Right. But for it to roll back to Matt Imdick, yeah. Hit something pretty solid. 0-1 the count to Mergen. And the breaking ball from Matt Imdick is outside. And the count at 1-1.
Matt just not 100% sure on a strike zone here yet today.
Mergen will take a strike at the letters, and now 1-2. 1-2, the count to Brad Mergen. Imdick ready on the mound. He'll come home, and Mergen loops this one to right center field. Welly over in the gap, can't get to it. It rolls to the fence. Brad Mergen legging it out to second, and boy, he's got a good day going, does Mergen.
Triple for the cycle now.
You bet. A home run, a single, and a double for Brad Mergen. Let's see if Dale Schrader wants to use a runner here at this time. I don't know if he will.
Did they the last time already?
You know, I don't think they did. But I'll bring designated hitter Nick Mergen to the plate. They did? Okay. Oh, they did use Shea.
Yes.
Okay, all right. So Nick Mergen comes to the plate. Dale Schrader, his team leading 5-0. We'll see what he does. They have Nick Mergen maybe just try to push it to the right side, or he's going to pop it up here right in front of us, right by the third base dugout. Jordan Klopach coming over by the dugout and cannot come up with it as it falls foul.
Kind of diveable for you there, Runtz.
Yeah, right, boy. Jordan was dealing with a little bit of the dugout there, a little bit of the fence. He was almost in that corner where you come in by
right.
the gate.
Yes, he was. You know, I think the wind is switching a little bit, Randy.
It is. It was left to right earlier now, and now it's more right to left.
Yes. Feels good up here now.
It's almost like a rain wind, isn't it?
Yes.
Mergen puts a bunt down the third baseline, and it's going to roll foul. Oh, and 2 the count to Nick Mergen. Brad Mergen leads from second. Matt Imdick from the stretch kicks and delivers, and Mergen pops this one up down the right field line. This will be a tough play. Tanner Klopach, Colton Meyer backpedaling, and Colton makes the catch.
Wow.
Can see some divots that the guys dug up with those cleats down the right field line. And one out. Tanner, now, in that at-bat, Mergen tried to push it to the right side, but he got underneath it.
Tanner was kind of battling that one a little bit, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Here's Aaron Ike. Aaron's hit it hard today, a double to the fence in his first at-bat. Then he lined one right back to Matt Imdick on the mound. And Ike takes a strike called 0-1. Mergen out at second. Matt Imdick ready again, the 0-1. And it's a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike. Spring Hill has entered the park. They are here, ready to play game number 2. I think fairly deep center field. Musho there makes the catch for the out. He's going to get back into the dugout and tell the guys, I just missed it. Just missed it. You know, those.
Close,
I mean,
yes.
He just got underneath it a little bit. And that's Dylan Ponick to the plate. Dylan 0-2 so far today. And he swings and misses. The ball gets away from Welly, the catcher. Brad Mergen's going to go to third on the play. So now the Flames with a runner at third and 2 outs. Oh,
in
on the
our
count.
Case, we would have probably said, wish I had that back.
Yes, yep. You bet. The ball's 1 strike the count. The pitch on the way is high to Dylan Ponick. And a 1-1. Well, the ticket takers down the left field line have a tough decision to make, whether to charge the police officer for coming in and watching or not. Their hands are up in the air.
Are they waving or their hands
yeah,
up?
Yeah, they
the
let
air?
Them go through, I guess. Must be some kind of agreement there. 2-1 the count to Ponick. There's a strike called and 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs. Mergen at third. The pitch to Ponick. Right there it is. Strike 3 called, and he is caught looking. For the Flames, one run, no runs, one hit. No errors and 1 left on. We played 5.5, Farming 5, Meyer Grove nothing. More Region Baseball in a minute on KASM.
The Rambo brand reads, we're in the business of making you look good. This message is understood 2 ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London. Albany Chrysler Dodge Ram is excited to launch our all-new vehicle delivery program. Hi everyone, it's Colin, and we want to make shopping for your next new or pre-owned vehicle easy. We understand that finding time to shop for your next vehicle purchase can be challenging, and that's why we want to make sure we cater to all of our customers' needs. Call us today to see if you're eligible to have your next new ride dropped off your front door. Albany Chrysler Dodge Ram, home of the free five-state delivery, just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
It's Region 15C baseball action on KASM. Randy Rotsen along with Don Heinen. We're broadcasting live from Richmond Baseball Park today. We've got a game at 1:30, St. Martin and Spring Hill. Again at 4, it'll be Richmond and Dominick. And then we're over in Farming tonight, Don, and that'll be the winner of this ball game against the winner of St. Martin Spring Hill.
Correct, Randy, correct. And then we'll start all over tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock again.
We will.
I think there's three games tomorrow.
To the bottom of the sixth. The pitch to Tanner Klopak, a ground ball to short. Charging it is Taylor Foray on to first. 6-3 on the putout of Tanner Klopak.
Nice play, Foray at shortstop there.
Can't see we've seen a bad hop today at Don.
No, we haven't.
No, the infield grass looks good. The ball's coming off that grass pretty good. The dirt looks good. So that'll bring Jaron Klopak, the shortstop, to the plate for Meyer Grove. And the pitch to Jaron outside the ball, 1-0.
Fields are so well groomed now, aren't they? It just looks nice.
It always used to be that first base would get so eaten up.
Yes.
Because of all the traffic over at first base.
And with all the grass infields, and when you didn't have the edgers and all the equipment to do this all, you'd end up with a lip or
you
whatever
bet.
It was.
Yeah.
Yep.
Pitch is low and outside, and 2-0 now to Jaron Klopak. Jaron so far today, 0-2. As Brad Mergen kicks and delivers, and Klopak takes a strike on the outside corner, and 2-1 now.
Got a pretty good command of his fastball today, Randy.
Two outs, one strike.
Ball look good.
The pitch by Mergen. This is fouled back and out of play. Down the third base line and out of play. And the count at 2-2 now. Two balls, two strikes. Mergen ready. That pitch on the way. A ground ball to Schrader at first. Mergen slow getting there. Here's the flip to Isaac Nett covering first. And they get him. Oh, wow. Was that hustle?
That could have been a tough play for Isaac Nett over there because it could have been a collision real easily. Good hustle by Isaac. Wow.
Isaac just following the ball as it was hit to Tyler Schrader, and he noticed that Mergen was slow getting to first, so he covered the bag. Two outs and to the plate, Andrew Welly. Andrew 0-2 today.
Harry just gave me some information. Mergen only had 64 pitches coming into this inning, so his pitch count's down.
Pitch a ball to Andrew Welly, and 1-0. And Welly bloops this one down the right field line. Coming hard, Aaron Knight dives, and he can't come up with it. Boy, good dive, though, by Aaron, and it popped out of his glove. And looks like Aaron's going to resod some of that turf that he tore up.
First base, number 24, Colton.
So the Grovers pick up their third hit of the day. Two of the three hits have been that bloop variety.
Yes, they have been, yes. Little sod diggers, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Here's Colton Meyer. Colton 0-1 today, was hit by a pitch in his first at bat. Quick throw to first, and Andrew Welly back. Okay. 5-0, Farming with the lead. 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors for Farming. No runs, 3 hits, and 2 errors for Meyer Grove. Farming got all their runs those first 3 innings. Pitched by Mergen in the dirt. Nice stop by Cody Ferray. And the count at 1-0. Early on in Brad Mergen's career, it was always tough to find a catcher who could catch him. It was difficult because he threw hard and somewhat erratic. I think Cody Ferray. Oh, now they got Welly picked off. Schrader running him to second. Here's the toss to Taylor Ferray, and he'll tag him out, and that'll do it. The pickoff by Mergen, and the Grovers end their six with no runs, a hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We played six, Farming 5, and Meyer Grove nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Opening soon, Shady Silver St. Martin. Plus, they have Shady's Golden Eagle in Bertram, Shady's Railside in Rice, Shady's Hometown Tavern in Albany, Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich, and Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring. Long Shots, running pitcher of domestic beer and wing bar, $15. New Munich Shady's has daily lunch buffet and DJ Saturday nights. Shady's, wishing the best of luck to all the area teams.
For all of your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams in this year's baseball tournament.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
To the seventh, and the Farming Flames have their top of the order up. Taylor Ferray, Isaac Nett, Ethan Navratil facing Matt Imdick. Matt's gone the distance so far, giving up the 5 runs on 10 hits. And the first pitch to Ferray is a strike called in 0-1. Well, it's one strike for eight today, 1-for-3 with a run scored. Pitch is low from Matt Imdick, and the count 1-1. 1-1, Ferray, a ground ball to short. Klopak up with it, over to
nice
first.
Pick.
And a 6-3 put out.
Nice pick at short there. Wow.
You played short for a few years, Don.
Yes, he has.
Or you did, and, you know, you come to appreciate how good some of these shortstops are,
they
right?
are.
When you played that position.
Yes, yeah. Yes. You watch them when they charge and take them short hops like that. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, and then throwing the run, pretty cool. Isaac Nett to the plate. Isaac 2-for-3 today. He squibs this one to Jordan Klopak over at third, across the diamond, and a 5-3 put out of Isaac Nett.
Running pretty much the whole way inside on just about on the grass all the way down to first base there. And I think the umpire had a pretty good eye on him.
That'll bring Ethan Navratil to the plate. Ethan is 1-for-2 today. Had a sacrifice fly in the first, base hit in the third with a run scored. And Ethan takes a ball low, 1-0.
You see that a lot though, when they're going down the first base side there. They're usually on the inside of that white line.
Uh-huh.
They actually got to beat the last 30 feet. They're supposed to be on the other side of that line.
Navratil fouls this one as he really turns on it just about into his own dugout on the first baseline. And the count at 1-1.
And you probably will never hear anything about that part of it as they're running down the first baseline unless it's a catcher or a pitcher throwing to first base. But usually you don't get that call too often.
Pitch in the dirt. And now 2-2. We had some full sunshine as we started the game today, and now it's become a little bit overcast, although the hints of blue sky show up every once in a while. Fall down the line again. And the count at 2-2. 2-2. Matt Imdick's pitch, and just missing outside. With that pitch in the count full at 3-2. 3-2, 2 outs. Matt Imdick That pitch on the way, that curveball right over to Jeff Mergen at first base coach box. And Mergen, using those infielder skills, fields it. I heard it slap into his hands yet. So we'll have to ask him how his hands are. He'll get another shot at it. Oh, and that one rolls up his arm. Well, he was a math teacher, so you can ask him 1 for 2 is 500, right?
Yep, there you go.
Okay, all right. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Ethan Averdill. The pitch on the way, inside, ball 4 and a 2-out walk. And in the ball game, that is the first walk today.
Wow.
First walk of the day, Mergen had hit a batter. And Cody Foray steps to the plate. Cody, 1 for 2. Navratil gets the lead. Foray swings over the breaking ball. And 0-1 the count to Cody Foray. Don is like a good hunting dog right now. He is smelling the food.
Smells really good.
It does smell really good. Yeah, come on out to Royal Park and have lunch. Have lunch today. Throw to first. Navratil back safely. Meyer holds him there. Foray squibs it out in front of the plate. Fielded by Matt Imdick. He'll throw to first. That'll do it for the Flames here in the seventh. No runs, no hits. No errors, one left on. 6.5, Farming 5, Meyer Grove nothing. More Region 15C baseball action in a minute on KESM.
Where you save and spend impacts your community. At Felica National Bank, we believe that when our communities are strong, it creates an amazing ripple effect throughout the lives of the people who live there. Strong communities provide local businesses with a richer foundation to grow and gives local citizens a more vibrant environment to work, play, and thrive. Allow us to help you keep your money close to home. Come visit us at Falcon National Bank in 5 locations. Richmond, St. Cloud, Foley, Ham Lake, and Isanti. And at falconnational.com. No matter the need, you can bank on us. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Scooters Trucking in El Rosa is your trucking service for all your grain and feed hauling. Give Scott Linares a call to set up your trucking for grain and feed. Phone him at 320-250-4527. That's 320-250-4527. Scooters Trucking in El Rosa. Scooters Trucking wish the very best to all the area teams and the El Rosa Saints.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
To the bottom of the seventh inning, Colton Meyer, Alex Welly, Tyler Musho will face Brad Mergen. Colton Meyer was at the plate last inning when Andrew Welly got picked off of first base. Brad Mergen finishing some of his warm-up pitches here, and we're just about ready to get started again. Nice crowd on hand, getting ready for game number 2 today. That'll be Spring Hill and St. Martin. As Mr. Mergen has the baseball, Brad Mergen has struck out 7 and hit 1 batter through the first 6. And the pitch to Meyer is high for a ball, 1-0. The 1-0 pitch coming to Colton Meyer. Yes, swing and a miss. Strike 1, 1-1 the count. Meyer Grove ended up winning the Stearns County North this year. They were the champions coming out of the North. Meyer drills it to third. It goes off of the glove of Ethan Navratil. Net comes up with it. Throw to first. It gets by Tyler Schrader, and everybody's safe. And so we'll look to Arch Schlungen. A hit going to be awarded to Colton Meyer.
Little deflection there from the third baseman over there. Tough play.
Tough play, yep. Ethan was arranging to his left. That'll bring Alex Welly to the plate. Alex, one for two. Meyer at first. Nobody out here in the seventh. A 5-0 Farming lead. And here's a shot down the first baseline, just fouled by Welly. And a count 0-1.
That surprised your first baseman wanted that there. Some good reflexes.
Yes, indeed. DeWalds, one strike. Welly, wide open stance in that batter's box. Mergen's fastball, ground ball to short. Foray has it, steps on the bag, throws to first. That's a 6-unassisted 6-3 double play, and big time for a ground ball there for Brad Mergen.
That is a pitcher's friend, that right there. 6-4-3. Couldn't ask for it any. No, it's just 6-3, wasn't it?
You bet. So two outs, and here comes Tyler Macho to the plate. Tyler 0-2 today. And Brad Mergen kicks and delivers, and Macho will take a ball inside, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Pitch, and Macho drives us to right field, right at Ike, and Ike will make the catch for the out, and that does it for the Grovers in the seventh. No runs, a hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We played 7, Farming 5, Meyer Grove nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Life moves at incredible speed, and when the unthinkable happens and an accident occurs, you need to be able to trust that tomorrow will be a better day. If you find yourself responsible for someone else's injury or property damage, Grinnell Mutual's umbrella coverage can provide additional liability protection that goes beyond your auto, home, and watercraft policies. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Ruth and Gary Rothstein, Brittany Frank, Jill Stang, Donna Coulter, and Maggie Haynes, your local Grinnell Mutual agents in Painesville at Central Minnesota Insurance Agency. Phone 243-7403. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. And if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
Tyler Schrader leads off the eighth for Farming, and Schrader ground ball to deep second in the hole. Tanner Klopak out on the grass to field it, but Schrader's going to beat it out, and he's in with a base hit leading off the eighth inning. Now we're going to get Craig Klein. Klein will run for Tyler Schrader. And that might give Tyler Schrader some time to get loose down the sidelines. I think that's where Dale Schrader's probably going with that pinch runner. And here comes Brad Mergen to the plate. Like Don said earlier, needs that triple for the cycle. Right, Don?
There you go.
Home run in the second, base hit in the third, double in the sixth. Well, and the pitch to Mergen is high for a ball. 1-0.
He is the pitcher, so probably this is not a real good idea right here.
One ball, no strikes to Brad Mergen.
But he'll take it.
Yes, he will. Mergen, foul ball over our heads. I'm just practicing on the timing here. I put my glove up just in case, okay? And the count at one ball, one strike.
Like I said, just as long as you know how to use it.
Yeah, that's right. It's not just an object on my hand.
No.
One ball, one strike. Klein takes his lead at first. And the pitch a little bit inside, and 2-1. 5 runs, 12 hits, no errors for the Flames today. No runs, 3 hits, and 2 errors for Meyer Grove. Farming got all their runs early, first, second, third innings. Had a lot of goose eggs since. Oh, and Klein just got picked off. Here's Meyer running him down now. They throw it to Klopak at short. Now the run back to first, and Matt Imdick will put the tag on Craig Klein, and he is picked off over at first base.
Wow. Third one today that got picked off the base pads.
So one out. Now Mergen at the plate. The count, one ball, one strike. Yeah, second caught stealing today for Matt Imdick. There's a strike called in, one and two. Ball and two strikes. Time called by Brad Mergen, and the home plate umpire gives it to him. One, two the count. The pitch on the way, and a little bit high, and two and two. Two balls, two strikes. And a swing and a miss. Mergen's out on strikes. That's two outs. Matt Imdick picking up his third strikeout today.
Watch Matt on that sequence of pitches of Brad Mergen there. That last one was straight over the top. That one before it, he was pretty much three-quarter arm to sidearm on that pitch before that. So he does have some different arm angles that he can go after. He's actually pitched pretty well from the third inning on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. He's settled in. Yeah. First pitch to Nick Mergen. The DH is high for a ball, and now the pitch low and the count 2-0. Two balls, no strikes to Nick Mergen. Matt Imdick ready. And pitch high again and 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. And there's a strike call to Mergen in 3-1. Air 9 on deck. The kick, the pitch, and Mergen drives this down the left field line. That's foul and into the corner. Skips one skip and over the side fence. And the count at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Mergen pops this one up behind the plate. Welly back by the bleachers and makes the catch right in front of the bleachers for the out. Good concentration there by the catcher, Alex Welly, and that'll do it for the Flames in the eighth. No runs, a hit, no errors, and no one left on base. We played 7.5. It's Farming 5, Meyer Grove nothing. More baseball to come in a minute here on KASM.
New Munich Meats is your place for all your custom slaughtering for beef and pork. They will get your meat cut up to your liking and have it ready for pickup. Summer grilling season is here, and they have the best brats in the area ready for the grill. Choose from wild rice, mushroom and Swiss, Philly cheesesteak brats, beer brats, whiskey peppercorn, and many more. Stop in and pick up meat from the showcase or to fill the freezer. For all your meats, phone New Munich Meats at 837-5214. Good luck to all the team from New Munich Meats. Pep's Pork, where homegrown is the only way to do it. The tastiest pork products, sausage, bacon, brats, barbecue ribs, patties, and more in central Minnesota. If you are looking for old-fashioned sausage and other delicious pork products, then Pep's Pork near Spring Hill is the only place to start. For more than 35 years, we've been producing some of the area's most recognizable and sought-after meat products. At Pep's Pork, we're all about quality, raising hogs, growing crops, and a strong work ethic to bring the best meat to your table. We invite you to try our products and join our growing family of satisfied customers.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Hey, welcome back to Richmond Royal Baseball Park. Bottom of the eighth inning. Don, we got a little defensive change.
Eric Schmidt will be playing left field right now. Or is that right field?
Right field.
So right field.
And into the batter's box for the Grovers. It's Ryan Ohmscheid there, DH. And the first pitch from Brad Mergen is a ball high and 1-0. Brad Mergen through the first seven. He has a strikeout seven, hit one, given up three hits. Pitch two, Ohmscheid low for a ball and 2-0. So Eric Schmidt in for Aaron Eink out and right. Time called by Ohmscheid at the plate, and the home plate umpire gives it to him. And the pitch is high for a ball, and a 3-0 now. Three balls, no strikes to Ryan Ohmscheid. Mergen's pitch. There's a strike and 3-1. It's Ohmscheid, Anthony Welly on deck, followed by Jordan Klopach, the 7-8-9 hitters for the Grovers here in the eighth. Fastball right at the knees and 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Mergen ready. The kick, the pitch, and inside, ball four. So a leadoff walk. Brad Mergen's first walk of the day. And it'll bring Anthony Welly to the plate. Anthony Welly, one for two today. Now gets to bat with a base runner in first and nobody out. Mergen's pitch, and Welly takes a strike on the outside corner, and 0-1. The ball's one strike. Brad Mergen stares over at first, now comes home, and there's strike two on the outside corner to Welly, and 0-2. No balls, two strikes. There is activity. Colton Myers throwing in the Meyer Grove bullpen. Nothing going on in Farming's bullpen. Quick move by Brad Mergen, and back safely is Ohmscheid. Welly back into the box. Boy, he's got those stirrups way up today, just like they used to wear back in the day. Huh?
Yeah.
The 0-2. Mergen missing outside, the count 1-2. One ball, two strikes.
He's got a check swing one up here, Andy. You watch.
One ball, two strikes. Another quick move by Brad Mergen. Welly back into the box now. The pace of the game has become a lot slower here in the eighth inning with that runner on, and Welly will take high for a ball and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Looks like Adam Winkles just strolling into the park has probably had something else going on today. And this one's popped up in the infield over at third, Ethan Navratil. Foray steps in front of Navratil to make the catch for the out. One out.
Took that one right away from him, huh?
Third baseman, Jordan Klopach. And here comes Jordan Klopach to the plate. Jordan batting with one on, one out. Brad Mergen's pitch. Swing and a miss by Jordan Klopach, strike one.
Had him fooled on that one again, didn't he?
What's Jordan done today? 0 for 2. Yeah.
0 for 2. Good curveball again by Brad.
0-1. The pitch on the way. right there at the belt, and 0-2 now.
He sets up that fastball nice, doesn't it?
He does, yeah. Yep, and when you can throw that first pitch and get the batter to swing at it like, yeah.
You throw that curveball for a strike, too, and, you know, that makes a difference.
0-2 the count to Jordan Klopach. Ohmscheid takes his lead at first. Time call by Klopach at the plate.
Big lead at first base.
And you're down 5-0. I don't think Ohmscheid's going anywhere right now.
You definitely don't want to get picked up.
No. In the bottom.
He's got a lead.
Of the seventh, the kick and the pitch, a swing and a miss. Klopach out on strikes. We are in the bottom of the eighth inning. Two outs. Farming did not score in the top half. 5-0 yet.
12 hits for Farming.
And here comes Tanner Klopach to the plate. Pitch to Tanner inside. A ball in 1-0. Ryan Ohmscheid, a leadoff walk. Still at first, in the throw to first. He's back safely. Looks like Colton Meyer has thrown all the warm-up pitches he wants to throw as we get full sun again here in Richmond. Mergen, the 1-0 pitch. That's behind Tanner Klopach, and Cody Ferrey caught it, and he was looking where it went. Nice play by Cody Ferrey to get the glove on the ball yet.
Not deking that runner either, was he?
No, I think Ohmscheid had a pretty good look at it. And Tanner Klopach takes outside, and now 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. Bottom of the eighth inning here in Richmond, our first game today. Two more coming up. And ball four.
Nice pitch.
So a four-pitch walk. We'll put runners on first and second with two outs. And Dale Schrader will come out to the mound talking to his left-hander. Hey, while we got this time, Don, let's talk a little bit about our upcoming games. St. Martin and Spring Hill. Of course, that should be a pretty darn good ball game at 1:30 today. And then Richmond and New Munich at 4 o'clock. That ball game coming up. And then we'll go over to Farming tonight, where the winner of this ball game takes on the winner of our next ball game.
I guess I haven't seen this for a long time. Brad a little dehydrated, maybe? Brought him out some water.
So the conversation has ceased on the mound. Those runners at first and second. Jaron Klopach coming to the plate. Jaron is 0-for-3 today. But the Grovers, they got a chance here to get back into this ball game here in the eighth. Trailing by 5. Brad Mergen kicks and delivers, and the breaking ball, a beauty to Klopach, strike 1.
Kind of the same situation it was last night, isn't it?
It really is.
Bang here, you got 3 runs.
0-1 the count to Jaron Klopach. Mergen's pitch, a swing and a miss. Klopach out in front of that offering from Brad Mergen, and 0-2. The ball, it's 2 strikes. Ohmscheid at second. Over at first, it's Tanner Klopach. The 0-2 pitch on its way. A little bit high.
Ooh.
1-2. It looked like the home plate umpire singled strike.
I thought so, too.
And yeah.
Brad was walking off the mound, and nope.
One ball, two strikes. I think he got a little confused there. Yeah. Mergen ready again with two outs. Here's his pitch. Here's a ground ball too short. Frey up with it. Taylor on the run. Throws to first in time to get Klopak at first as he dives into first, and that'll do it for Meyer Grove in the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, two left on. We played eight innings. It's Farming 5, Meyer Grove nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see their local agents. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today. Serving Central Minnesota farmers since 1979, Virgil's Vigorina of Farming has been a helpful friend to many. Virgil's Vigorina offers on-farm delivery and invites you to stop in for products too. They carry a full line of FAMO feeds that play an important part of the diet of your animals and are also a Chevron oil dealer for bulk oils and grease. Virgil and Mary Kaltoff are proud to be a part of the farming community and look forward to serving you with a complete line of FAMO and Hubbard feeds, Chevron oil products, and much more. Call for information at 548-344-3431.